It's Thursday, the 18th of December, and it's definitely an overcast morning, completely overcast, no sign of luminosity. I always think of Harry Potter when I use that word. I guess I don't use the word very often, but yeah, somebody just pulled the shutters on my mind there. Blank, completely blank. It's very overcast, it's raining. It was raining all through the night and last evening. It's very windy. Gusts, strong gusts. But on the positive side, it's absolutely balmy. It's crazy. It's so mild. I've got my big shaggy hat on and my waterproof jacket, but only to keep the rain off me. And my mic's got its shaggy hat on as well. But it's only to keep the rain off. It would actually be, if there were no rain, it would be a pleasure to step out here just with a sweater on or a jumper. But it's very fresh, I said, mild, it's lovely. More like a spring day than anything else. Definitely not wintry at all. So, a needle pulling thread. Slept well last night. We did go to bed later last night. My wife felt she wasn't tired enough to get off to sleep quickly, so we stayed up for another 3/4 of an hour. She tells me, yes, I know. She tells me that, oh, we've got them all now. Aren't those jackdaws wonderful? Isn't this soundy, that cacophony of jackdaws? I mean, crows are great, but they don't flock and call like the jackdaws. Where was I? Doesn't matter at all. I'm feeling good. I'll just jump straight to that. Skip the whole morning affair. I am feeling good. I'm feeling fairly bright this morning. I had a good day yesterday. And I know that that's part of the reason that I feel good the following day, is that when you've been productive, and not just that, but you've had conversations, nice conversations with people, and the day generally goes along, not a Scots expression, but swimmingly. Whatever swimmingly means. Swimming could mean trying to keep your head above water. Actually, it usually does mean keep your head above water. I was doing the front crawl. So, I know that that's all those things, it releases those. I'm not sure that endorphins is the correct word for that, but I'm thinking it is. Guessing this. I've actually got a friend on Twitter and I think he's on audio route two. Two, two. That's my my local dialect jumping in there. James Endorphin. Yeah, he says on audio review. Yes, James Endorphin. Endorphin, what a great name. So, this is very disjointed this morning, but that's just how my head's going. Mrs. Blackbird's got some mashed tatties from yesterday's dinner. Kept it till this morning so it doesn't entice unwanted creatures during the night. So she's got porridge and she's got mashed tatties. Yep. I did say it was quite strong, Gus. I was saying how being productive and having good conversations and generally a day goes well, that the following day you can feel the benefit of that. It's a bit like, to me, it's a bit like going out and doing some vigorous exercise that kind of knackers you. Not that yesterday was knackered, but kind of knackers you when you get home and you feel a bit sore because you've not been used to that amount or type of exercise. And then the following day, you may have aches and pains, but you've got this glow about you. You know, and that's what I think, that not just physical exercise can give you that, but having a really good day, a previous day, can do the same for you. It does for me, anyway. Yeah. It's just a shame that, and I'm saying this, my own personal opinion, that in modern life, I'm not sure it's so easy to have those days, because it's all buzz and it's all at a rapid speed, everything, and work's all changed now. There's less physical work, at least in this country. It's more technical or office or, you know, whereas a man or a woman could go out years ago and shovel coal down a mine for 5 or 6 hours, come home, and he or she'll be fit, enjoy their dinner and enjoy their leisure time greatly because of the physical effort. I'm not saying that people who are in jobs that are more mentally stressful, if you like, than physically stressful, don't experience that. It's just my thoughts. It's only my thoughts, my own personal opinion. But don't you agree that when you do hard physical work, whether that's shoveling snow every day for a few weeks, or sweeping leaves up day after day in the autumn, or, you know, don't you agree that it is therapeutic and it is relaxing and it is enjoyable? And it does make you feel good later on. Well, that's what I think anyway.